This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You got to be kidding me. The Leafs are down 2 to the Panthers. 0-2 to Florida after losing both games at the Scotiabank north of the border. They lost again last night, 3-2, and their coach, Sheldon Keefe, said it's disappointing, baffling. We didn't make those mistakes one time in the last series in the first round against Tampa Bay. Toronto liked the way they came out. They just couldn't keep it going. Kerfoot opened the scoring early in the first, and they were one zip on Florida. Ryan O'Reilly followed with a power play goal. Toronto's first on a power play since game 4 against Tampa. They were dominating, and then it all fell apart. Anton Lundell scored for the Panthers midway through the first, and it was 2-1 Leafs. And then the Panthers started banging them in the neutral zone. Big hits, one after the next. The second period was an absolute meltdown for the Leafs. First, Nylander gave a puck away. Barkov scored 46 seconds into the second. Then Austin Matthews lost a puck and Forsling buried it. And all of a sudden, that was two goals within a minute. And it was 3-2 Florida early in the second. And it held up. Tavares hit a post, not once, but twice. Toronto had all kinds of chances, but it wouldn't go in the net. Samsonov stopped 26 shots in the loss. He held Toronto's crease like a brick wall in the third, giving them a chance to tie it and get to overtime, but the Leafs couldn't put it in the net. Bobrovsky made 34 saves and has been incredible. Samsonov said, "I don't give a Farrell." When they asked him about being compared to Bobrovsky, he said, "It doesn't matter for me. I'm doing his work. He's doing his work." The Leafs think that the second period was their worst period of the postseason so far, and that's what did them in game 2. Bobrovsky has allowed just 4 goals on 72 shots so far in the series. He was brilliant in the third period. He turned aside 11 Leaf shots, and a lot of them were great shots. The Leafs have given up 7 goals on 57 shots. Everybody's talking about Sam Bennett of the Panthers taking down rookie Matthew Nice by his neck late in the first. Nice finished the period but never came back in the second, never came back in the game. And Keefe said his status isn't positive after he was forced out with the injury. Game 3 is going to be Sunday in Sunrise, Florida. And Paul Maurice, the Panthers coach, says the 2-day break is going to be good for us. We made you all kinds of money last night on the Dallas Stars, laying the goal and a half at plus 140. Pavelski did it again. He scored, and Dallas finally won the game 4-2, and they covered the 1.5. It was dangerous laying it. Pete DeBoer said everybody was good in game 1. Pavelski was great tonight. We didn't have any passengers. Pavelski had his 5th in 2 games since coming back from the concussion. And a helper from Wyatt Johnston, the 19-year-old rookie, he had a goal. Dadanoff had a wraparound beauty. And Tyler Seguin also scored and had a helper for the Stars in their win over the Kraken. So the kid Johnston lives with Pavelski. He said, it's been a weird few weeks at the Pavelski household. I'm just trying to do my best to learn off of Joe. I mean, just kind of seeing what he's done in these two games. It's pretty unbelievable. In the overtime loss in game one, 5-4, Pavelski scored all four of Dallas's goals. But they lost. It was the 38-year-old's first game since hitting his head hard on the ice after a huge hit in the opener of the Minnesota series back on April 17. Now he's back and he's on fire. Game three will be Sunday night in Seattle. The Kraken coach Dave Hakstol said, we didn't get our game long enough tonight at any point in time. We had a couple of spurts. We were fine in the first period. You knew the first couple of shifts was going to be a momentum push by them. We didn't generate a whole lot. Jake Ottinger was good. 25 saves in net for the Stars. Grubauer stopped 33 shots for Seattle. Ty Cartier got the Kraken within 2-1 on a break when he took a long feed off the boards from Vince Dunn and got the shot around Heiskanen and scored. Eberle also scored for Seattle. As I said, the kid Johnston lives with Pavelski in his first year. He set up his mentor's power play goal when he whipped on a shot. Then he whipped it around, sending it into the laid out stick of Grubauer. Pavelski pounded in the rebound, and the Stars were up 3-1 with 3:03 left in the second. Johnston said it was pretty cool to be able to have an assist on his goal. Just a cool moment for me. This kid's 24 goals in a regular season tied him for the NHL rookie lead. Dadonov's goal was his fourth of the playoffs, and he skated around the net and got one to slide over the line. Luckily, it was a 2-0 lead and the middle of their three goals in the second. Seguin's goal made it 4-1 Stars. It was his fifth of the postseason. I'll tell you what, the Devils better be ready tonight in Raleigh because the Canes kicked their ass in game one 5-1. And you know the Devils want to get their speed game going. That's how they beat the Rangers. They just constantly outskated them. All the loose pucks, they got them. They always had possession. The Rangers never had the puck. In the game one, the Canes controlled the puck. The Canes were the ones putting all the pressure on Schmid, the Devils' young goalie. The Swiss kid got lit up. They yanked him, went to Vanacek. So they can't afford to have another bad night with this kid in goal, and they can't really afford to go down 0-2. This isn't the Rangers that they're playing, to be honest. This is the Canes team that eked them out for that division, beat them by a couple points at the very end of the season to get the home ice, to win the division, to be in a better position. That's why they got the first two games at home in Raleigh. If they win this game, they go up 2 as they head to the Rock in Newark. And you remember the difference being that the Devils lost the first two games of the Rangers series at home. Then they went to the Garden and won 2 and made it 2-2. Then they went home and won game 5, lost game 6, and won game 7. This is different. They started in Raleigh and lost the first game. If they lose this game and go down 0-2, they're in dire straits. So as for hoops, I don't know if you noticed the big adjustment that the Dubs made in winning that game big by 27 to even their series with the Lakers at the Chase in San Fran last night. They had Looney not feeling well, allegedly, and they replaced him in the starting lineup with Jamichael Green, who played his ass off. Bottom line, he did it all. Curry said, it's using our strengths to our advantage. You have to give up something. So as long as we're decisive and our floor is spaced properly, usually you can find a good shot and then you just got to knock them down. Starting Green, they did it because they thought they'd get another shooter in the lineup. And the guy's got the big banging body that can match the Lakers' size. Because when they go Pooler, DiVincenzo, they are smaller. With Loon not in the lineup, Green said, we knew we needed some dog out there, and Green stepped up for us in a big way. LeBron said, Jamichael Green gave him big time. Those 12 minutes felt like 24, 30 minutes. He was big time for their team in the starting role tonight, too. Draymond was huge for them in the defense, in the low block, in the paint. He said game one was disgusting, and they had to put him on Davis to bang. He was the guy that did it in game two. Davis went 4 for 8 from the floor and averaged 0.89 points per play. In game one, Davis was 8 of 12 against Looney and lit him up. Green was incredible. Draymond, he finished an assist short of a trip dub. He put up 11 points, 11 rips, and 9 dimes. I thought he played his just best basketball of the postseason so far. He was all over the place, making stops, making plays, great passes, great vision. He's blowing my mind the way he's playing, I'll give you that. You think about this guy, right? And you think that it's over for him in Golden State. They're going to move on from Draymond Green. But the more you think about it, maybe they shouldn't, because he does so much for them in big games, in playoff games, when it matters. The season's all about the playoffs. It's not about that stupid regular season. And in playoff games, this guy steps up. He makes stops. He makes plays, the hustle plays, the loose balls, the 50-50 balls, the rebounding, the dimes. He even scores and dunks. He does it all, and they need that, you know, dog-type mentality, and he gives them that. He's a savage. In game one, LA had 29 free throws. In game two, they had 17. They only made 10 of them. Draymond said, we met force with force. We fouled so much the last game, and they were on the free throw line. It was like every play. That's tough. They're a great defensive team. You're playing against the defense every time down the floor, so you got to get set and get it done. And they did. And now the series shifts to Lipstick City.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.